Okay. So I'm going to, until we get Ben in here and Dan, I'm going to ask that the public comment begin. We're mandated to have it. There are people sitting here very patiently. We have a sign-in list somewhere here. And I ask the public, if you don't, if we might just break into your comments to pick the date of the meeting when we find out who the availability of Dan for the weekend proposed. Public comment. I have Ruda. What's that person's name?
Linda.
Oh, Linda. I'm sorry, Linda. Linda Sel. Sizes. Okay, great. What are the time limits for?
What?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
Is this working? Oh, okay. Not too many people here today. And I think that's symbolic of WBAI, that you've lost your audience and you've lost your audience here. Not only that, but we have a fun drive coming on. And albeit you heard very rosy predictions by Lonnie, but the truth is the premiums in the last drive were not sent out. And as he said, this is a premium-driven drive, a premium-driven station. And if you're going to get people to give money for programs that they hear, they want the premiums that they said have been promised to them. And since they haven't been given out and you're starting another fund drive, I think it is not a rosy future for BAI. The other thing is that, of course, as I have said before, that was an illegal election of the three delegates now seated here. That they voted for themselves is outrageous. That Carolyn Burton wasn't allowed to speak is outrageous. That the situation with the court was misrepresented grossly is outrageous. It is upon those bases that these three individuals are here among you. And since the vote was 8-12, or to 11, I'm sorry, we know they would be totally reversed had they not been present and everything been turned around. And
30 seconds.
My final point, I guess, is that I'm very glad that we have a new general manager and that I hope that some of the animosity that gets put out on the air almost with every program, because the listeners hear it, and that's how we lose listeners. It is the animosity that is prevalent here and on display for everyone in the PMP that is symptomatic
time.
Of the loss of listenership. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go to the next speaker, who is Vajra, Ben Garcia is here. Several members of the board have asked me to thank Ben for his incredible logistic support to each and every one of us with a really sweet disposition. So thank you so much. Thank you, Ben. Thank
from
you.
From Mountain View, California.
Yeah, right.
Beast.
Okay, I'm sorry. Vajra, and if I'm mispronouncing your name, I apologize. Okay,
it's Vajra.
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 Okay. Thank you. I just want to take up where I left off last night, basically, and really urge people here to look at the extreme necessity for anti-racist training. There's kind of every level of the way that racism plays out, including that people who may not be particularly racist themselves very skillfully manipulating the unconscious assumptions of other people and unconscious fears. And I think that we have a great deal to liberate ourselves from. I can't help noticing that when the topic comes up, something else comes up, it gets pushed back, it gets pushed away, it gets pushed to one side. The need of people to be perceived as not needing to have to deal with it is very, very strong. And all of that is indicative of the depth of change that can take place. But it's change for the better. And I know change is hard. But we really need to, this is something that we really, really need to work on internally, or we'll never be able to help the rest of the world deal with it. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to just take a I hope, a very quick break in public comment. Ursula Rudenberg is next. But Dan Siegel has said that he is available on April 11th. So with that in mind, is there an objection by any member of the board to having the next public in-person meeting of the PNB in Houston, Texas, beginning on the weekend of April 11th? Seeing none, that will be the date for the... Margaret?
April what?
April 11th. It was the weekend before the 18th.
April 11th is the weekend that Dan is available.
Okay, that's when you could...
He can,
Josh
yeah.
could make it
yeah.
then as well.
Okay, so there's no objection? That was pretty easy.
Houston will be ready, too.
We're good yeah, we're ready for Houston. April 11th. Okay. So, Ursula, if you would be so kind as to begin.
Okay. Hi, my name is Ursula Rudenberg, and since I'm part of the national staff in the area where you are right now, I thought I would take this opportunity to introduce myself so that you can put a face to a name. I'm the I was hired as the affiliates coordinator for the national network. I am not exactly clear right now what my job is. It might be affiliates coordinator, it might be affiliates and outreach. There's a little bit of ambiguity right now about that, but essentially that's what I do. I am a public face for the national aspect of the network. So I wanted to personally introduce myself to, most of you know me, but there's a few who don't, so Sherry and Jack and George and Joe and Yosh, I'd like to say hello to you and welcome to the national aspect of the network. And I guess also since I think it is good to put names to faces, I'm part of the national staff that basically addresses a distribution and programming services on the national level. So you actually have three other national staff people here, John Almella, the technical director, and Pete Caracas over here. And there's one other person who's not here, who's Nathan Moore, who's the national programming coordinator. And we're kind of your national team. And so the work
30
I
seconds.
So the work I do is not only working with affiliates, but also I'm part of the grease that makes the national programming and distribution machine work on a network level and does the coordination. I would like to also welcome Afia. I've already met you, but I'd like to welcome you to. You know, to working with our network, and I look forward to getting to know you better. And thank you for taking on this responsibility. Finally, as I close, I look forward to working with you. Please keep in mind right now that we're the national staff is working in an extremely difficult supervisory position as so many things shift around, and please don't forget us and the kind of storms that we're weathering on the national level. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ursula. I next have Pete Caracas. And after Pete is Emmett.
Hi. I'll be brief. I just wanted to let you all know, if you want to be on the PNB at Pacifica list, I will update that email address later tonight.
Thank you.
Since I'm here in person, we're going to do this very low-tech. Sign this, put your name and email that you want to receive PNB at Pacifica email at. If you don't have an email address that you feel is sufficient, I can create a separate account at Pacifica, which would mean you'd have to log in, et cetera. We can talk more about that later. Please sign your name legibly and put, or write your name legibly in your email address.
Thank you.
I also want to say, again, welcome to New York. And as someone who's been in this community going back to 01 when the struggle happened and participated wholeheartedly then, for you that are not in New York, I just want to say, believe it or not, years ago, these fighting sides were able to work at least enough together that we got the station back, whatever that means. So somehow, some way, years ago, folks were able to work together. I hope people can start finding that way again. It's kind of sad hearing what I hear this weekend.
Hey, Pete, can we send you... How about sending you photos to put on the website as well?
Okay, just
give. We've got just a couple up there. You guys would look ridiculous.
Okay, she's right.
So you
can ask Pete privately, but it is time for public comment. Emmett Abati Day Day Doe.
I'd like to ask the chair if the rule of 2 minutes can be reviewed. I understand that at a couple of board meetings that there was 30 minutes that have been assigned, and based on the number of people that were available to speak, more time was provided.
I'm sorry. It's just, what did you say?
I said I would like the chair to review the two-minute limitation based on previous experiences when you only had X number of people to speak and you have 30 minutes set aside for public comment. There's very little reason to limit comment to 2 minutes, and it would seem to me that a person could have, in this period of time, more 3 minutes, 4 minutes, et cetera, as opposed to being restricted to 2 minutes based on the principle that you've got 75 people or something like that. And when you only have four people or six people, the 2 minutes is kind of self-serving.
Okay. Do I hear Sarv has suggested that the gentleman be allowed 3 minutes? Is there any objection? And is everybody else going to want to come back for their extra minute? I mean, I think everybody, I appreciate how concise you are. Everybody moving forward. Okay, why don't I reset your time, and you have 3 minutes. Please begin.
It's very generous of you.
Nothing.
3 minutes. I'd like to say that this board has been consistent in making it very difficult for people to participate. The website, Pacifica website, did not provide information about this meeting, other than the fact that it was going to happen, but it provided no agenda, provided no time. I mean, it was and then it had the nerve to have, for more information, there was a link to the hotel, and the link took you to the activity of the hotel and had nothing to do with Pacifica. I mean, it's just amazing how this thing happens. But I'd like to say it's indicative of the reality that the emperor has no clothes. And it's impossible, is this still on? It's impossible for this board to do its job and to be effective if you're bullshitting yourselves. And one of the things that you're doing is this business around racism, anti-racism. And I suffered through, without commenting, the story of how wonderful things are at KPFT and the anti-racism training at KPFT. And I assure you, you do not want to duplicate what has occurred at KPFT. I stand before you as the first chairperson of the KPFT Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. I was elected 3 times for the same seat because they wanted to get rid of me. So there was always something that was going on. There was racism going on all the time in the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee. And then they had the Anti-Racism and Diversity Training, which even was worse. Okay? And they went through the charade of having a training that was supposed to undo the programming and the privilege that white people have and enjoy, you know, and it was absolutely ridiculous. And they persisted in getting rid of me. It was such a the training was so effective that it got them together long enough to get rid of me as chairperson. And when they got rid of me as chairperson, the activity of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee ceased for over 3 years. So you do not want to duplicate the model of KPFT.
15 seconds. Oh, thank you very much. Next on the list, we go from number 5 to number 17, William Erwagen. Did I pronounce or mispronounce your name? Close. And the last speaker on the list is Serene Roberts.
Hello, it's William Hairwagon. I don't hear too much of it here, but at our station in New York, I hear a lot of confusion about the difference between governance and management. There are they run their campaigns saying they want such and such a show back. That's not a governance issue. That's a management issue. The LSB and the PNB is not really management. We're advisory, or you're advisory. You oversee things, but you don't do the details. You don't say what program's on, who comes here, who goes there, write all the reports, make all decisions. That's done by management. So there's big confusion on that. I hope what stays seems to be here at the PNB, that then you know the difference between governance and management, and I hope it stays that way. I wish we could get some of that at BAI. I wanted to just review a little bit some history of the elections at BAI. We have these two quarreling groups always. One group says they're not a group, they're not a slate, etc., but the List Prague, BAI people, the ACE, the now independents, they pull every trick to try to get names and addresses of people. In 2006, they had a phony survey where they people sent it in so they could just get people's names and addresses or emails. And then this year they had this flashlight thing, which I don't know if they got reprimanded for it or not. I don't think a ruling was made on that. I'm not sure. And then in this lawsuit that they just lost, and they may refile something, as we heard yesterday, there's a whole bunch of sections I was going to read, but I won't bother reading them. It's just that they had Jamie Ross, is supposed to receive, he's one of the LSB members, one of the one of the plaintiffs. He's supposed to receive a list of name and address of every member of WBAI. Now, I always thought, being a longtime volunteer, that I'd tell people on the phone when they call up to pledge, oh, no, we don't give out your phone number. We don't give out your address to anybody. You know, maybe this is not true anymore. I'm not sure. So I'm going to have to stop saying that. If we're going to give it to Liz Prague, that's, you know, we're lost. Thank you all for coming to New York. New Jersey,
thank you.
Thank you. And the last person that signed up to speak is Serene Roberts.
How much time do we have left in the 30 minutes?
You have 3 minutes, Serene.
No, I understand that. It's a point of information.
We have more work to do. How much time do we have?
I'm sorry. 30 minutes, according to our bylaws, is mandated public comment at every meeting. So that's my question.
Well, I think we're... I don't have it exact, so I'm afraid to say. But
Only five people have spoken before me. I'm not saying give me the rest of the time. That's not my claim.
Okay, I think
necessarily.
It's no less than 30 minutes is mandated, but if there are not sufficient people to fill the time.
But the let me just point out that the bylaw doesn't say that you have to give people 3 minutes. It says you must have at least 30 minutes of public comment. So that should be used by the public. You know, if there aren't people available to speak, people should be able to speak a second time.
Can I clarify that?
Yes, Bob.
It's 30 minutes for LSB meetings and 1 hour for PNB meetings, but that's for the whole meeting, not each day.
I understand that. I think we've had sufficient number of interruptions throughout each. Well, you know, considering the fact that people have to travel back and forth and wait for 3 hours while the executive session that should have ended at 10 ends at minutes to 12, I think we can be flexible about that. But at any rate, I shall begin. A couple of things I'd like the board to pay attention to, and I think I say this to every PNB at the beginning of the year, and I don't know that anything has changed. I want to make sure that paid staff, most of whom are well over 40, have their pensions, that their pensions are being funded, that they know where their pensions are, that they can call and get updates, that there's an easy access to this information. I want to make sure that people who are that the monies that we're paying for health benefits is properly being paid, which is to say I would like people who no longer qualify based on the fact that they may no longer work at the station but may be part of the union, that we aren't paying for benefits for folks like that. And I believe me, I'd love it if we all had health care. I have no insurance, so that's not the issue. But I think it's important that we're spending our money correctly. And at BAI, we've asked for this kind of information for more than 2 years, and there's no evidence that it's being done properly, and there's no evidence that staff has been given. In fact, staff has not been given the information that we requested they be given. So please get on that. With regard to programming, every I'm on the programming committee, the PNB programming committee. I've asked the affiliates, what's his name, the network coordinator, Moore, about our programming budget. We don't have a programming budget, he tells me. He can't give a report on what we've spent on our last election program. He can't tell us what monies are available. We have the race and nationality policy. We have had two meetings. The first meeting, there were a number of people present. The second meeting, I was absent from that meeting, but requests to Nathan to convene a third meeting have been fruitless for months. So I would like there to actually be a programming budget. Let's see where the money is being spent and on what and for whom. Who gets hired? Where's the process? Where's the posting? Where's the transparency? On PNB behavior, everyone's had on their company manners this weekend. But I do want to publicly ask...
1 minute.
I'm sorry?
I'm just letting you know there's a minute left.
I want to publicly ask that the behavior that I heard on the stream last year from Wendy Schroll and from Chandra Hoffman towards Chair Dave Adelson, which was rude, abusive, disruptive, not be continued this year, that if there are members who behave in that way, that you guys step up, make a point of order, have them disciplined. That stuff has got to stop, okay? Really ugly stuff, in spite of the very pleasant behavior I've seen here this weekend by at least one of those parties. And I want to point out that everyone decries polarity and says, oh, it's so terrible, there are two sides, they're always fighting. I certainly heard a lot of that from the so-called vice chair of our board or vice chair of the fake board, depending on which day you catch or at what time. But the point is, if you're not voting on the issues, if you're voting based on who the presenter is rather than what is being presented locally and nationally, we're not going to get anywhere. Thank you.
Thank you. What's the sense of the board?
Sure.
All right, this will be the last comment. I have some wrapping up to do here to finish the board business.
Okay, in 1 minute, I want to say that so much work goes into these committees that you voted to be a part of, and it's really impressive. But what's so disheartening is, in particular, the election committee. So much work went into it, and it was totally ignored. The recommendations were not followed. So I have to ask, well, actually, I'm surprised that so many people volunteered to be on these committees a second time. Because if it doesn't get implemented, then you've just wasted your time, your money, and your energy.
Thank you. That's the end of the public comment.